USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Minneapolis cop charged with murdering George Floyd could still collect $1 million in pension benefits, even if he's found guilty. CNN is reporting that Derek Chauvin is eligible to file for his pension as early as age 50. The 44-year-old is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter after allegedly kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. President Trump says he did not deliberately choose to hold his first rally in months on the date that marks the end of slavery. What's known to many as Juneteenth is next Friday, June 19th, when the president's to hold a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He says he just wanted to get back in action.
In the history of politics, I think I can say, there's never been any group or any person that's had rallies like I do. I go and I used to get me the biggest stadium and we fill it up every time.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Republican National Convention is being moved to Jacksonville, Florida. That after the Democratic governor of North Carolina could not guarantee to President Trump that large crowds would be allowed to gather because of the coronavirus at the venue in Charlotte, which was originally chosen for the August affair. Health and safety will still be top priorities, though, according to Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry.
We're going to be back in business, but we're going to do it in a safe and responsible way, and whatever protocols are necessary at that time, they'll be in place.
More than 10,000 people are expected to attend the convention. The next few days could bring over a foot of rain to parts of the East Coast. A series of downpours from Georgia to Delaware today through Sunday, and persistent heavy rain could lead to flooding in poor drainage areas. An explosion at a Houston bar shaking people miles away. Police say they don't believe anyone was inside the bar near downtown when it blew up at about 5 a.m. local time today. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A 75-year-old man seen in a viral video being shoved to the ground by Buffalo police officers last week is now recovering from a brain injury. His lawyer saying that her client is feeling better and undergoing physical therapy. The two officers involved in the incident were suspended and have been charged. Scotland's parliament wants to end shipments of tear gas and rubber bullets from the United Kingdom to the United States. Scottish lawmakers voting 52-0 with 11 abstentions yesterday on an amendment calling for a ban on the exports of such items. The vote came as chemical gas and rubber bullets have been used at protests over the police custody death of George Floyd back on Memorial Day. Police are searching a Connecticut home of a missing mom, Jennifer Dulos. She's been missing since May of 2019. She once lived at the address with her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, who was charged with her murder but committed suicide earlier this year. According to reports, cops had been at the property previously, but without a warrant or cadaver dogs to search the woods behind the home. And a distillery in Australia mixed up gin and hand sanitizer, accidentally selling 9 bottles with the wrong label. They put out a recall and managed to recover all the bottles. And you can find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.